Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Sandy and Bill Miller, a incredibly talented couple right here in Cookeville, with a show going on at Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery right now. Sandy, Bill, welcome to the show.
It's Thank great
you
to be
for
here.
Having us.
Sandy, why don't we start with you? Give me a little bit of background on what you do.
Well, I initially started in ceramics and went back in 2006 and got my degree in 2008 because I just loved trying it for the first time back then. And from there, I've been doing all sorts of things. Bill built a studio for me when we moved here in 2013. And I recently started pour painting, which is also called fluid art. And then from there, I've been progressing into polymer clay jewelry. So it's all kind of related because a lot of it requires the same type of skill and hand-eye coordination.
That is true. I didn't think of it that way. But because in my head, I'm thinking like, man, that's all like really different things. But that does make sense. And especially with the polymer clay and the fluid, like you get a lot of those similar patterns. So they're really cool. I like it. And Bill, give me a little background on you and what you do.
Well, I got into photography my freshman year in college. And it was the old darkroom approach with lots of smelly chemicals. And it progressed from there, from black and white in the dark room to color slides back in the film days. And for the past 20 years, it's been all digital.
As someone who learned in college in a dark room in black and white using a old Minolta from the 70s, I love those stinky chemicals and I miss them.
I don't so much. I prefer the software approach now.
I do love digital because there is so much you can do, but... Oh man, I had a time where like my dream was just to like build my own darkroom and have one in my house. Cause it was that like relaxing. No one is there. It's quiet. It's very like solitude and solace. So I love it.
It is magical to see an image appear out of a blank sheet of paper.
Exactly. Oh, so good. So Sandy, you mentioned y'all moved here from somewhere else.
Yeah, we came from St. Louis, where we lived most of our lives, and moved here in 2011 and had no idea what this place was like. We didn't know anybody here. We didn't know anything about it, but it had my criteria of a small town, a college town, a little bit of an art scene, natural wonders, forests and mountains close by. And it has exceeded our expectation. This is beautiful, beautiful country.
As someone who's also an outsider from Michigan originally, I understand that. How did it feel coming into this arts community here when you had already been a part of that in St. Louis?
Well, in St. Louis, my career was graphic design, so it really wasn't what I would call fine art. And I've been, taking classes all of my life in art and in different areas. And so most of my work was in Photoshop and in design. And my girlfriend, after I lost my job to a corporate buyout, my girlfriend called and said, I'm thinking of taking a ceramics class. I said, great, where shall we go? And I said, well, I don't know, but I'll figure it out. And I went and touched clay and I was hooked. Absolutely hooked. I had no idea at the time how much alchemy and chemistry were involved in ceramics, and I really had to work out a lot of my process. But I didn't do that until Bill built the studio for me here in 2013.
Oh, nice. And Bill, so you have clearly lots of years photography, but as we'll be talking about shortly, you've got an exhibition going on, the two of you. And this is your first time exhibiting your photos?
To such an extent, yes.
And what was kind of the impetus for that? Or was it just Sandy harassing you and telling you need to do this?
A little harassment.
I like it.
but very welcomed. So it was very exciting. A lot of work. 105 photographs seemed impossible.
Yeah.
But for the last couple of months, it was pretty much nonstop getting ready.
I know that feeling. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Sandy and Bill Miller. Welcome back to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm talking to Sandy and Bill Miller about their show going on right now at Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery on Walnut. Bill, tell me a little bit about what you've got there. I know it's all photography, but I heard you have a lot of photos.
105 photos from 16 different states. And 105 sounds a lot, but the most difficult part about putting this together was deciding what not to put in.
Having done a gallery show last summer, I remember that feeling exactly, because I started off with, I think, about 60 images and culled it to 30. But I also had a much smaller space.
Yes. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, his photography is so dramatic in so many different locations we've been to. It's just really fun to see what he chose.
I'm really excited to go check it out, because I know I remember seeing maybe Colorado and Utah were up on the wall.
We love the West, and most of our travel is to the West. New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Utah, just phenomenal sights. And there's so many we haven't seen, and we're continually wanting to go back and see more.
That is an area of the country I really haven't been to. I was in Arizona when I was really little, like, I don't know, 8 years old, 9 years old, something like that. But I'm actually getting to go to Utah for a conference in October and hoping I can take a little time off to take my camera with me and go out and explore.
We'll give you some good ideas.
I appreciate that. I'll be outside Salt Lake City. And then, Sandy, I know you've got your new polymer clay earrings in the show. You've got some of your pour painting. What else do you have?
I have a lot of ceramic wall art.
Of course.
As well as functional pieces, which are on the tables. But the stuff that's on the walls are all hand-created, hand-carved, original designs. A lot of my functional work I end up stamping with stamps that I've created from bisque-fired clay. And so that makes the work go a lot faster. So the stuff on the wall is more expensive because it's all individually touched.
That makes sense. And also would make me very, very nervous. I can see doing that, though, because for your more functional pieces, like having it be easier, having it be more accessible for people who may not want to be able to spend the wall prices, but for something that they'll use day to day.
Yeah, and still there's a certain amount. I mean, I've typically been working fairly small, so it's nice for people to be able to put those into small little spaces. When you start getting really, really big, a lot of times people like us, our area, our home, the walls are already filled. So, you know, if you have a small little niche, that's the place to put them.
Yes, I'm going to absolutely be checking that out, because I have a huge gallery wall behind my desk in my office at work. And so I'm always forever looking for like one more little piece to fit in. And there's so much stuff on that wall. I'm surprised it hasn't fallen down on me yet. It can't be the strongest material, but that's okay. For right now, it's good. But I like working sometimes in that smaller scale, because again, when we're talking like 60 by 30 pieces, you gotta be committed if you're gonna buy that. And it's amazing when people do, but it's really nice to be able to like say, oh, I have this 5x5 canvas or 10x10 canvas or something like that, which has turned out to be a sweet spot for me, at least.
Well, I came home one day and Bill had one of his prints that was literally so large that I felt like I could step right into the forest.
Ooh!
And it was on aluminum, and it just was so, so realistic. It was amazing.
So aluminum, is that one of your favorite?
It is the favorite. It's so bright, high gloss. The colors just pop out of it. And I've got don't know how many, but I've got a large number of aluminum prints with some other types as well. Because I like to experiment and see what different kinds of media, how they turn out.
I like to do that too, but aluminum is forever one of my favorites, especially for water pictures. It just draws you in and makes you think like, oh, I can dive into that watering hole. No, obviously you can't, but it makes you think that at least for a minute. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Sandy and Bill Miller. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Sandy and Bill Miller about their show going on at Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. So we've talked a little bit about the different places you've been and the art community. What would you say makes Cookeville's art community really special? Because I think it's incredible here.
Oh, I do too. And I think that the Cookeville Art Studio is a fantastic place. Not only do they have a newly renovated Primo gallery.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and they've got great lighting on it now, which wasn't the case when we first came here. So Terry Ritter, the president, has made tremendous advancements in that regard. But they also do a ton of classes, and that's where I learned how to do polymer clay.
Really?
Yeah.
I just assumed you picked it up one day and were like, I'm going to do this because that seems like the kind of person you are, which I respect.
Well, I think I've advanced beyond just what the class did, but that was my initial start. And I think sometimes that's what it takes for somebody to delve into art is to take a class. And they have everything from watercolor to oils to mixed media, silk scarf painting, and just all sorts of stuff. And every month they put out a calendar and a newsletter, and you can find out more about the classes when you contact them or go on their website.
It is incredible, all the different choices. I was looking at the calendar, and I'm like, oh, okay, so Terry's doing a pour painting class, and there's some textiles classes, and I saw Adele was doing the silk scarf painting, and I'm just like, I want to do all of them. I don't have time or money for everything, but I'm like, okay, as soon as things settle down a little bit and I have more free time on weekends, like, I need to really start looking at them because they're just, like, it's just fun. It's just, it's a nice way to spend a day.
And it's a great way to get together with friends and do a class.
Yes, also very true. Speaking of friends and local art community, who are some of your favorite artists, local or not, for both of you?
Well, one of my favorites is Sandy Boss, who is an oil painter. I love her kind of loose technique, but she has such a clear depiction. Lynn Looney, who used to be in Cookeville, she moved to Crossville, and I really, really miss her because she was a great teacher for doing some painting.
Well, for a long time, and she might still be doing it, the Paint Along Tuesdays on her Facebook Live or something.
Yeah, she hasn't been doing that recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's still got a lot of the videos out there if somebody wants to pick it up and do that. So those are two of my favorites. Linda Johnson was a fabulous ceramic artist. Her house caught on fire a few years back, and I haven't heard anything from her since then. I know it really devastated not only her house, but her studio. It took
I'm sure.
But she had a very whimsical, kind of abstract and yet seriously proportional for everything that she did, you know.
Fun. Bill, what about you?
Well, in terms of photography, about a year after we moved, we joined the Cookeville Camera Club. And there were a range of expertise in the club, but some very fine photographers and friends that we got to know. So that was a source of inspiration and assistance along the way. I used to teach courses there a few years back to new photographers, and to see them still in the club and see what they've done has been very gratifying because I really enjoy teaching as well. And we've had the opportunity to go to different seminars around Tennessee particularly and see lots of good examples of photography.
That's wonderful. I'm sure you've probably seen some also not so amazing examples, but that's okay. We won't talk about those. There's always some of those that you're like, ooh, what were you thinking?
But to see some of those kinds from students and then after practice and see how they developed, so to speak.
Oh, I see what you did there.
it's very gratifying.
I can imagine. So let's wrap it up. The show's going on until the end of May, correct? What day?
May 29th.
What are the hours?
Monday through Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right. Well, everyone, make sure you stop in on Walnut at Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery to check out Sandy and Bill Miller's show. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you very much.